District of Columbia until you're 21.
A ceremony was held yesterday afternoon to announce the $10 million grant given to Grand Farm. North Dakota Farmers Union President Mark Watney says he sees Grand Farm as an advanced research center.
An organization that's going to bring products and technology here that farmers are going to get to see demonstrated. They're going to get to see some of the proof of the value in some of the technologies that will enhance their operation. So I look forward to trying to be on the leading side of our agriculture in North Dakota with technology to make us as efficient as we can be.
Grand Farm Director Brian Carroll says the project has come a long way from the start of Just a Question.
So it started with a question. Every great community should declare its major. And so we took that on and we declared it to be precision agriculture. And with that, we built a community approach and we brought groups together to talk about what it would take. And so as a result, we identified our desire to build the farm of the future. And so with that, we developed a whole series of partners and then also the grower. We want to bring the grower in the middle. And what we've done is we designed the concept around identifying specific pain points identified by growers. So in the last 2 years, we've been able to develop 43 projects that have now grown to over 320 projects.
Grand Farm currently resides on a temporary location of just over 40 acres of land. Carroll says they've identified two potential permanent locations.
So the next step is we need to find a permanent location for the Grand Farm. Right now we have 45 acres. That's not big enough. So we need to be able to grow our vision out. So we'll find a community that we can build the long-term vision with. Then what we need to do is find partners that we can use to raise money to unlock that grant money that the state has provided. And that will help us acquire the land and then build out the physical structures out at the Grand Farm in order for us to build towards that bigger. We have two locations that we've identified, two communities. They're all close within Fargo. And within about a month, we'll be in a position to be able to announce the permanent location. Right now, it's between Castleton and Kindred.
Basis bids.